Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but what the fuck happened at OpenAI is shakier than Hunter S. Thompson's hands at a pharmacy stockholder meeting. This Silicon Valley soap opera has got more plot twists than a Mobius strip in a tornado, folks. Sam Altman, tech's golden boy wonder, gets shit canned faster than a meth head janitor caught sleeping in his supply closet with the CEO's daughter. The board goes full etude lutte on his ass, and before the ink's dry on his termination papers, Microsoft's already got him fitted for a crown and writing Mrs. Satya Nadella in his diary. You know what kills me? These tech prophets strut around San Francisco in their $400 plain black t-shirts like they're some kind of digital fucking messiah. They've got their heads so far up their own algorithms, they need a fucking Google map to find daylight. Meanwhile, they're building AI systems that make Skynet look like a, well, evil Tamagotchi. The whole thing's more fucked up than a threesome between Mark Zuckerberg, a meat robot, and the ghost of Steve Jobs. 5 days of corporate musical chairs that had more backdoor dealings than a proctologist's convention. The employees are threatening mass exodus like they're the bloody Jews leaving Egypt, except instead of following Moses, they're following a guy who looks like he still gets carded buying Mountain Dew at 7-Eleven. And here's the cosmic fucking joke, ladies and gentlemen. While these Silicon Valley wizards are measuring their neural networks in a digital dick measuring contest, they're cooking up AIs that could either solve world hunger or turn us all into glorified paperclips. It's like watching a bunch of teenagers play with nuclear launch codes while hopped up on Adderall and God complexes. But you want to know what the real kicker is? The fucking cherry on top of this techno-dystopian sundae? We're all just sitting here, scrolling through our Twitter feeds, watching this shitshow circus like it's the season finale of Tech Bros Gone Wild, while they're basically running a game of Russian roulette with their future of human consciousness. The whole thing's more rigged than a carnival game run by Bernie Madoff. Of course, that's just my opinion, but I could be wrong. But I'm not. Good night.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I like your style, dude.
Hell yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.